Our Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Lori Vallow Daybell has just been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for brutally murdering her two kids in Idaho. Judge Stephen Boyce.
They were found dead, burned, mutilated, and dismembered, and buried like animals. After you knew they were dead, you collected public-funded assistance payments meant for them, and that was blood money you kept for yourself.
She also conspired to kill her husband's first wife, Tammy Daybell, Tammy's sister, Samantha Gwimil.
You will have to live in your prison cell for the rest of your life. You are not an exalted being, and there's no huge event that is going to save you. No jail walls are going to fall so you can leave. No angels are coming to rescue you.
Prosecutors say she was driven by dark religious beliefs.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
The man who played Pee-wee Herman for years has died from cancer. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
He was the eccentric man-child character Pee-wee Herman.
My mistake!
Actor Paul Reubens became a cultural phenomenon through films and TV shows, including Pee-wee's Playhouse, a show he created, earning him Emmy Awards from 1986 to 1991. But in 1991, he was arrested for exposing himself during a screening of a porn movie at a theater in Florida. A decade later, he was arrested again, charged with possession of child pornography.
Paul Reubens was 70 years old. The newest defendant in former President Trump's classified documents case made his first appearance today in court. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Carlos de Oliveira, the longtime Mar-a-Lago maintenance worker, made his first appearance in this federal case in which he is now the third defendant in the first ever federal prosecution of a former U.S. president. De Oliveira did not yet have local Florida counsel, so his arraignment has been pushed to August 10th.
Trials set for next May. A break from the heat now in the Southwest.
For the first time in over a month, Phoenix is likely not to hit 110 degrees today. They have been above it every day since June 30th, and this may be the first day that they are without it. So is the heat gone? No, it's just on hiatus. It'll be back by the end of the week, unfortunately, for Arizona.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says the heat's moved south. Federal health officials are testing treatments for long COVID. Reporter Alexander Tin.
The first round of studies will test Pfizer's Paxlovid treatment pills in addition to some new devices and applications aimed at resolving neurological issues.
Future studies will focus on fatigue. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 55 tonight under partly cloudy skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Upper 80s Wednesday and Thursday with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Playmakers. Brought to you proudly by Car Friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Rapids. Got Randy behind the mic, James behind the mic. We're here, ready to go.
Looking forward to it, as usual.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show, Randy. It's going to be a good show. We are looking forward to being joined by head coach and GM of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Paul Peckman, going
to
join us.
Be good to talk to him as well.
Yeah, looking forward to catching up with you. I love talking hockey in the summer. I really, really do, man. Because we're talking scouting, we're talking hope, a lot of fun stuff to get to. We have to talk about the Jonathan Taylor, Jim Irsay situation. I want to get into that. We've got Rafters news. Randy's got great information for us about the Ramblers and the Assumption Royals. We'll get to all of that. Looking forward to it. How was your weekend, Randy?
Went quickly, like usual. It's hard to believe that we're turning the calendar to August. Yesterday was my grandson's birthday and would have been my mother's birthday. Tomorrow's the wife's birthday. So kind of a busy time of year for the Paul family, right?
Yeah, very, very. It'd be good to hear. Good to hear. Very good to hear. We're also going to give you a chance throughout the show today to win a pair of Rafters tickets. We've got four of them just burning the hole in our pocket. Remember that phrase, burning a hole in your pocket? I don't think anybody says it anymore. I think I'm the last person to say that phrase.
And I think we're down to about 2 weeks of Rafter season. Is that insane as well?
Yes, it is very crazy. We'll get into that in a moment. Hey, we usually start with Rafters, but we're going to actually kind of wrap up a little bit towards Rafters because I want to lead into the Rafters doubleheader today.
That's right.
We're going to be done at 3:45, so that means you got until then to get your calls in, everybody. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Plenty to talk about in sports. You remember when it used to be a dead time of year? Like, nobody wanted to talk sports this time of year? Those days are long
not
gone.
Not anymore.
Long gone, man. It's not a worry anymore. As long as we're waiting for Coach to join us, let's go ahead and go a little different direction here, Randy, because I want to get into the Jim Irsay, Jonathan Taylor situation.
Okay.
Let's journalistically put this out there right away. And by that, I mean all of us. Nobody's ever said a bad thing about Jonathan Taylor.
No.
Like, it's been very interesting to me to see a lot of the UW family coming to talk about him and not coming to his aid because he doesn't need that or anything. I don't think anybody's looking at Jonathan Taylor with a cross eye here or anything. It's more so like, this is a good kid. Like, this is one of the best kids we've ever had at our university. Oh, yeah, our university's been around a while. He's one of the best running backs we've ever had. And that's saying something at the University of Wisconsin. So I want to get into that, but we got to take some calls first. Let's go ahead and get this going. Good morning. You're on the show. Good afternoon.
Well, I like where you're going with the Jonathan Taylor comment there, James. But nobody ever said anything bad about Jim Irsay either.
You want to do a quick Google search on Jim Irsay? Because there's been plenty said about Jim Irsay.
I get called worse by the time he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah. I relate to that. I can relate to that.
I don't want to change the topic because I do like the direction you're going, but I do have some baseball stats I was drumming up just for Randy and James.
Yes. You need some sounder music for this, yes.
Okay. Now, the number one home run hitters in the 1980s, Eddie Murray, Dale Murphy, Andre Dawson, Dwight Evans, Jim Rice, Darrell Evans, Dave Winfield, Reggie Jackson, Mark McGwire, and Mike Schmidt.
Wow.
Guess who had the most home runs?
Was it? Yeah, I want to say Reggie, but it was. I don't know. I think it was Reggie. Who was it?
It was Mike Schmidt.
It was Mike Schmidt. Wow.
Third baseman with the Phillies, right?
I'm telling you.
And here's my second fun fact of the day. That was six less home runs than Tony Gwynn hitting his entire career.
Yeah.
Wow.
that's fascinating. Not as shocking, but fascinating.
And just a few less than the Braves hit this home run against the Brewers.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was quite the blowout. That was, I don't want to say embarrassing because I'm not on the team, but yeah, that was hard to watch.
11 home runs they gave up this weekend. They just kept pitching to guys that were hitting them, too. It was just a little bit mind-blowing.
That stat was worth it just to hear all those names together.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. That was just, I just was bathing in nostalgia right there.
It's an 80s all-star team right there.
Yeah.
I I was talking to Tyler earlier over at the Raptors. I know you want to wrap it up with the Raptors, but I really hope they I honestly think they have a chance to go undefeated in August.
I could see it. They got a nice schedule. I like where you're going, because that's I wanted to wrap on that schedule. That's great. No, that's okay to talk about that, because I want to get to that anyway. And look, I will be the first to admit that I don't always have the greatest perspective on these things. I tend to be a little bit of a homer, if you've ever listened to me before. But I'll say that even if you're just looking at it statistically, schedule-wise, this lines up almost perfect for them. When you look at the Great Lakes West Division and who's at the top and who we got to take down, and then you look at who is lining up in our schedule, you can't ask for much more if you're the Raptors. I mean, it's in your hands. Isn't that what you want?
It's kind of like the Brewers at the end of the season. It's kind of a create your own ending kind of thing.
Yes, choose your own adventure. Yeah.
There you go. That's okay. That's probably a better way to think about it.
appreciate you, bro. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, you have a good afternoon,
you
guys.
You too. We'll see you at Winterfield. Great call. 424-2600. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yeah, you know, after these couple of games with Wausau, including the doubleheader today, then they got Fond du Lac a couple of times, more Wausau, Lakeshore, Madison, and then Green Bay, and they just split with Green Bay this weekend.
All teams that we are ahead of us, and outside of Wausau, all teams that are ahead of us in the division, and we're only a game and a half away.
Yeah, tied with Green Bay right now, 1.5 back, yep.
So it, to me, and I hear this from athletes all the time, and I would think this is the case, your future is in your hands.
That's fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's so much fun. The thing that would bother me is sitting back and having to have other teams lose and other teams win. That would frustrate me. It frustrates me that I don't get to talk hockey more often, so that's why any chance I get, I bring on one of the best voices that we have here at WFHR when it comes to hockey, GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Mitch Paul Peckman. Sir, good morning. Good afternoon, I mean.
Good afternoon. How you doing, James?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Back
in the saddle.
I imagine. I appreciate you joining us. I want to talk a little scouting with you, find out how things have been going for you. But I want to ask right away, Paul, have you been able to enjoy your summer? Like, have you hang out with the family? You relaxing a little bit at all?
Yeah. Tell you the truth. Actually, I just got back from Florida yesterday. I was down there visiting my family and my granddaughter, my father, and my brother, and my two older kids. And so I spent a couple of days down there, and it was good to catch up before, you know, we make it back up to Wisconsin here in a couple of weeks. So, the last couple of weeks have been actually kind of relaxing a little bit here, because we are, you know, we seem to have a roster that's coming together very nicely, so I'm excited about that. And, a couple of beers and just sit back and relax.
Good to hear. Very good to hear, Coach. You've earned it. As far as recent signings, anything of note there?
I don't know how much you guys have seen on the social media. But
I'm watching all of it. I'll be honest with you. I'm glued to it, so I catch all of it, yeah.
I have, other than what's posted right there, I actually have a couple conversations, one coming up in about an hour with a defenseman from Edmonton, Alberta, and then two forwards from, one from Quebec, and another guy that's very good that was at the Johnstown's camp that I'm excited to talk to. So there's a couple good prospects here that I expect, you know, we have a good shot at getting here, and we only strengthen what we have, and I'm excited. I'm excited to get going.
This I pay attention to college hockey a bit, but there's also a lot of other divisions out there that I'm not able to keep up on as good as you and my dad. But when it came to this kid Griffin Joy, I've heard that name. I think if you pay attention to college hockey, you know a little bit about him. Nice signing right there.
Griffin Joy actually played for us. He played for us last year.
Yeah.
He's going
to
Oklahoma.
Yeah. I'm excited for him to go. I'm sorry. I'm excited for him to sign with Oklahoma. I think that's a fun thing for him to be moving on like that, to have an opportunity like that. And just a quick note to everybody, Oklahoma has hockey. Oklahoma's got some nice teams out that way.
They do. They do. It's a strong program. I was actually just updating all my college coaches' information and that kind of stuff. So they look like they're going to be loaded again this year. So
yeah.
I'm excited for him. I'm excited to see what he does and hear about his progress.
Made some additions to the coaching staff recently.
We did. We did. Two young guys coming in from Minnesota, so that's exciting, and it'll be very helpful for me. Harrison is a kid who just graduated from University of Minnesota. He's got some playing background and got drafted in the NA while he was playing juniors in North Iowa, and he actually hurt his back badly during off-season workouts and had to have back surgery and didn't play anymore. So he's getting back into the game. He's a big kid. He's a defenseman by trade. So he's going to help me on the back end. And as you've seen, we have some big defensemen coming in. So I think it'll be right up his alley, and it'll be good to for him to get going at this level. And the other guy is Travis Marsh, who's also from the Twin Cities, who's coached some juniors in Minnesota and some high school Minnesota hockey. So he's going to help me on the offensive side of things and just, a couple more voices in there and help me, continue to get this thing going in the right direction to where we want to go, and which is ultimately getting to nationals. That's the goal here. I'm excited to work with these guys.
This is going to be a bit of a reach, Coach, but just hang with me, you and Randy. Just hang with me for a minute here, because I grew up in a real hockey family. On my mom's side, a very political family. My grandfather was really important. I understood politics. One of the first stories he told me was about Abraham Lincoln first getting into office. And the first thing Lincoln did was fill his cabinet with people that ran against him, because he understood that he didn't know everything. He understood how important that was to have that in that position. In your position, when you're bringing these new guys in, how important is it to have a like-mindedness, but also have people that are willing to tell you, hey, Coach, I'm not sure about this, or I'm not sure about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm all for team, right? And that goes for our coaching staffs to act as one. I'm open, and I'm always listening. I will always take advice. Ultimately, I make the final decision, right? But if somebody sees something that I don't, then that's why they're there, right? To assist the coach and for them to learn. And then as they're learning, then obviously they're becoming more skilled at their craft, and which is only going to make us stronger. So. That is absolutely true, I'm looking for guys that I can place in these positions to help me with my defense, help me with my offense as I'm walking up and down the bench and making sure that we get the right guys out in the right situations for us to be successful, for the players to be successful, and ultimately the coaches as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
For them to make decisions that hopefully go in our favor. That's a feather in their cap, and that's my job is not just to help these players develop and move on. It's also my coaches. I've done that before and over the years, and that's just as rewarding as to watch my assistant coaches move on to higher levels.
Speaking with GM and head coach of your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Paul Peckman. And Coach, the USPHL has announced their All-Stars for the Midwest Division, and we got a couple of River Kings in there. That is nice to see.
Yeah. We had some heavy hitters, I think, in Will and Tobias and Kyle. I thought they did very well. And as you saw, Kyle has made the 30-man roster, the Johnstown Tomahawks in the North American Hockey League. So that's exciting. Tobias is just about ready to sign his pro contract in Norway. And Will is already committed to go to Illinois State, so we're expecting him to do big things over there. It's a great start for us, and I'm very proud of those guys for everything that they accomplished and helping us get to continue to help us get to where we want to go.
When it comes to recruiting, when it comes to scouting, bringing in these kids at a level like this, I think a little bit of a John Calipari, who at Kentucky, he's able to bring in these big names. And Calipari may not win a title every year, but man, he brings in these big name kids, these big name recruits, because in part, not just the university has the opportunity to win, but because they do have such a good resume of sending kids to the next level. That seems like an important part of your of not just being a coach, but obviously being a GM for you. Yeah, we want to win, but that equally as important as helping these kids succeed and get to the next level.
No question. That's what this is all about, James. It's it's about, I've said it since day one, and this has always been my mentality, is I really don't care about championship banners as much as is getting my players to where they want to go. And to the higher levels, like Kyle, like Tobias and you and Hill, and then the guys getting to college, like Will Tricarico and Matty LaJoy and the other guys. So that's the goal here. And at the end of the day, when I'm getting phone calls 10, 15 years later from my players that I've helped get to a good college, get a good degree, getting married, having kids, and keeping me all informed on how they're doing, then I've done my job. Don't get me wrong. I want to go to the Nationals. I want to win a championship just as bad as everybody else. We're in this game. We're competitors by nature. But at the end of the day, my kids' success is our success. And that's the way I look at it.
Just 47 days, 2 hours, 38 minutes, and 40 seconds until the annual blue-white game, September 16th. I found that out thanks to, of course, RiverKings.com. Encourage you to bookmark that page and get your get there, find all your River Kings information. I cannot wait, Coach. I'm just going to hibernate until then. I'll just wake up around then, and I'll be ready to go. Thank you so much for joining us, Coach. We appreciate you.
You got it. We'll see you soon.
We'll talk soon. Thank you. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll get our break out of the way, Randy, and then we'll come back and we'll just go right to when Joey and the gang are going to take over for the Refters, who I got their doubleheader today. An Ernie Banks special coming up today. For now, touch on Melissa's news. We'll come back with more Playmakers brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet on Friday, July 21st at 7 p.m. at St. Joseph's Chapel Hall in Vesper. Governor Tony Evers will be one of the speakers tomorrow at the 104th Annual Department Convention of the American Legion Department of Wisconsin. The event is taking place at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center in Rothschild through July 23rd. They're holding their annual blood drive from 9 to 2 tomorrow. You can register at wilegion.org. While donating, take a selfie and post it on our website, civicmedia.us/giveblood, to be entered to win Brewers or State Fair tickets, among other prizes. See the full schedule of events for the convention at wilegion.org. Don't miss the Rafters taking on the Battle Jacks at Witter Field tonight. They start the first of a two-game series in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
What? I'm not understanding.
Having trouble getting your message across? Come visit us at Quality Plus Printing. We'll design and print engaging materials that will help your customers learn more about your business, your team, or your event. We can help you with flyers, letterhead, forms of all types, business cards, posters, brochures, and so much more. We'll make you look wicked awesome. Let there be no doubt, at Quality Plus Printing, we'll get your words
out. BugTussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 55. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 86. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 62. Upper 80s, Wednesday and Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Welcome back to Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing here at WFHR. Randy and James here with you. Again, a big thank you to Coach Paul Peckman for joining us and the calls we've already gotten, 424-2600. Remember, we're wrapping up in 20 minutes, everybody, because we got to get out of the way for the Rafters. Rafters got a doubleheader today. Let's play two. 3:50, they kick in with our pregame. That'll be a nine-inning game against Wausau. That'll be followed by a seven-inning game, probably about a half an hour after the first game wraps up. Catch all your Rafter baseball right here at WFHR all season long. Speaking of local coverage, Randy's got some local stuff for us.
Yeah, we got that doubleheader because of the rain suspension the other night, so yes, that'll be a lot of fun here tonight. But on the other hand, we also had a lot of fun when it comes to some local things back on the U-17 state tournament that was held right here in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids Ramblers are state champions.
Woo!
How fun is that to say?
Yeah! Right?
Wow! But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's take a back look a little bit here from earlier last week. On Monday evening, the Ramblers suffered their first loss of the tournament as Eau Claire put up a four spot, bottom of the sixth to hold off Rapids 8-7. Then on Tuesday, the Ramblers would face Middleton, a team they'd beaten earlier in the tournament, so it would be a state championship for the winners, and what a game it was. Mm-hmm. Brett Fox drove in the game winner in the bottom of the seventh. Josh Dakarski tossed a no-hitter as the Ramblers win the state championship by the final of 3-2. What a way to go out.
Was it Drysdale that threw a no-hitter in the World Series?
Yeah.
I think it was. Somebody like that. Just very, very, that's awesome.
And then we had that perfect game way back, oh my gosh, in the 50s, right?
Yes, yeah.
Dakarski, Carson Orheim were named co-MVPs of the tournament. Gage Honeyager was voted best hitter, and Landon Freeman and Nolan Hartman were named to the all-tournament team as well. So congratulations to Coach Jack Smalley, his staff, and the team who finished the season with a record of 26-8. So
nice.
Both them and the Rangers had outstanding seasons this summer. Yeah. More awards. Three Lady Royals were named to the small school's all-state team for softball. And for the second year in a row now, senior Ava Schill was a first-team selection, and by the way, she was also Marywood Conference South Conference Player of the Year for the third straight year. Also for the second consecutive season, senior Kristen Casey was named to the second team, and sophomore Anna Schooley landed on the honorable mention list as well. So lots of awards and championships going on this last week here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Thank you for that, Randy. And a shout out to the Ramblers. We don't get to talk about them enough and love to get more involved with them as we go forward here and everything, getting them on. We got plenty of room here to have Rafters and Ramblers talk. We could easily do that. If we can fit as much as we do in an hour, we can fit that in.
And you know what's crazy is, you know, you're thinking, well, finally the high school sports season has wrapped up, and I think football starts in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
It's right around there.
Might be 2 weeks from Thursday already.
Yeah, yeah. You're
it's
right.
It's crazy.
You're right.
I think Lincoln's on the road at River Falls already. And I think it's the 13th. Oh, my goodness.
Again, shout out to the Royals. And Randy, as long as you're touching on football, I'm going to use that as a segue to go right back to the Jonathan Taylor conversation. real quick, though, Don Larson hurled a perfect game against the Dodgers, Game 5, 1956. Roy Halladay had two postseason no-hitters. There have been two. Roy Halladay had one of them, and Larson with the other.
Was Roy Halladay, was he with who?
Philly.
Toronto?
Philly. Philly, I believe. You could be right. I could have been. I think he did have a stint with Toronto. You're right.
So
you're right. I always remember him as a Philly, but I think you might be right about that. You can correct us, 424-2600.
Sure, somebody out there knows.
You guys got a search engine, too. You can look it up. So let's catch everybody up in case you don't know what's going on with Jonathan Taylor right now. First off, running backs, you know, mamas, don't let your kids grow up to be running backs because they just have no love for running backs in the NFL anymore. When it comes to that situation with him, Jonathan Taylor quietly requested a trade. Did not want this to be a public thing. Wanted it to be behind the scenes as much as possible. Jim Irsay doesn't do anything quiet. Jim Irsay, which I'm not going to go shredding the guy. You're a search engine away from seeing all the things that Jim Irsay has done in his life and to lead him to this situation. I have nothing I don't hate Jim Irsay. I think that there's a big line in the sand with bad owners and all that compared to guys who can't get out of their own way. Jim Irsay let go of Peyton Manning, couldn't make that work. Andrew Luck retires early because they could not surround him with enough things. There are very few former players who want anything to do with that organization because of Jim Irsay. This is an opinion, everybody. This is all stuff that I'm reading from Edgerrin James. I'm reading from former players. Guys wanting to retire then rather than play for that franchise because he is the owner. So Jonathan Taylor requests a trade because they cannot work something out contract-wise for him to get paid the money he deserves. You can't question he's the best offensive talent they have on that team. You can make the argument he's the best player on that team, offense or defense. Sure. He has been nothing but a good kid and a good player and been a stand-up in that community. So he does this. Jim Irsay comes out and all of a sudden has some moment where he's Confucius and starts talking about how the NFL will live on long after him and Jonathan Taylor are gone and what is life and all these things because he's Jim Irsay. This is that kind of guy. And that's one thing. That's not a big deal to me because that's just Jim Irsay being Jim Irsay. But then it comes out that they are trying to get an exemption to put Jonathan Taylor on the PUP list and not pay him because of back problems that he had reported. Jonathan Taylor goes on Twitter yesterday, like, my back's fine, man. I'm perfectly healthy. Mm. I don't know what they're talking about. Mm. To be fair, he had a procedure done about 5-6 months ago, and they do say that it was a back procedure, and they do say it takes a couple weeks to heal. But that was like 2-3 months ago. He's reported to camp since and had a checkout and was perfectly fine. There was a little issue, little concern about his ankle, but nothing to put him on the PUP list. So immediately I'm thinking, well, you know, somebody's losing some money in draft picks. Like when the dust settles on this story, Jonathan Taylor is probably not going to be a Colt. So they're going to lose their best offensive weapon when they're bringing in a young quarterback who, out of all the quarterbacks being brought in, probably needs the most seasoning. You're not just going to trade him for whatever. You're not going to get pennies on the dollar. You're going to get pennies on the dollar on this, on Jonathan Taylor, and you're going to lose some stuff. I almost said the wrong word there because it's just so like, what are you doing? Get out. Why do you hire? I never understand this about the Jerry Joneses, the guys like this. You got all that money. And I got to think that at some point or another, you got some brain cells up there that have done some right things here, told you to say yes at the right time to get you in this position to own an NFL franchise. What are you doing? You hired people to do a job, right? Let them do their job. Like all the smart people I see that do have money, the Warren Buffetts, the people like this, they got no problem doing that. They got no problem. I hired this guy to be this job. He's going to do his job. I'm getting out of the way. I understand that I don't know everything, but these people that think that just because they have money or a little bit of power, that they know something or they know more than the guy that they hired to do the job. It is ridiculous to me what's going on there. And it's happening to one of the best kids in the NFL. That's one of the more mind-bending things to me. Let's go ahead and see what you got to say. Hear what you got to say. Good morning. Good afternoon. You're on the show.
Well, I finally remembered that you guys were on at 3 o'clock.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Now,
I'm going to have to start setting my alarm clock, I think, at 3 o'clock on Mondays. For now, the thing is, James, just take a deep breath.
Yes.
Relax.
Yes.
But I think, you know, the NFL does all this stuff for the rookies coming in. They're making them go through all these seminars or training and how to, you know, the financing end of it. I think they need to go and put these owners in a class on how to keep your mouth shut. Mm-hmm. Is basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yes, you hire a GM to take care of these issues. And the GM will come to you and say, okay, not happy, but let's do what we can. I'll take care of it. You just tell me how far we can go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the NFL owners, and you know, it's just a handful because all the other ones, they've kind of, you know, Arts in Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah.
He just thinks, he's on the field at the end of the game, but they're not stuck in a microphone.
Yeah, I don't know who owns the Arizona Cardinals. I don't know who owns, like, there's a lot of franchises. I agree with you. Yeah.
Bidwell, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. There's plenty of franchises that are not household names, the owners. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, you know, they're going to end up turning into Urshay's going to end up saying something wrong one of these times because he doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to end up being the same situation they had in Washington.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, it's like, come on, you know. I mean, but, you know, you talk about the running back, you know, now I'm kind of my soapbox a little bit here. But the running backs, you know, they, besides the offensive linemen, they get beat up pretty good.
Yeah.
And for these NFL teams, and you almost have to put the onus on the NFL the way they structure the rules now. It's making it a passing league. These guys get the you know what out of them.
Yep.
And it just, you know, Ted Thompson many years ago said that they didn't really value the middle linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I think that it's time for the NFL to step into this. I don't know what the NFL Players Association is doing. I don't know. I don't know what those guys are getting paid for if they're not approaching. I haven't heard them say one word about this situation. I think it's time for the NFL, if anything, if they're not going to, the NFL to step in. For one, the positive PR you would get is you know, there's no price tag you can put on that. But it's also, you're going to start growing up, having kids growing up, not only not wanting to play running back, they'd rather play power forward than play the RB position. You've already seen that in high schools all across America. Kids no longer are like, well, wait a minute, I can average 13 points in the NBA and make $20 million a year. Like, I think I'm going that way. I think I'm going, especially if they're going to keep mistreating this position that I am lined up to play.
Well, just think about it. It's interesting. You can hit 215 in the major leagues and make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And again,
yeah,
exactly. To your point with the running back, I think the average length of a career of a running back is about 4 years. So, you know, when they get to 28, 29, they're already saying, well, you know, their legs are going to go and they're done. When in here, you're going to have Aaron Rodgers turning 40 and Tom Brady in his 40s, and they're still playing quarterback. So you are at ground level, and you watch the way those guys get smacked and how they fly sideways. It's amazing they can make it 4 years.
Well, if you look at the linemen, though, too, linemen aren't lasting that long either.
No.
Well, they get beat up on their legs all the time, don't they?
I think that it's a very similar thing to what we deal with radio here and almost anything, really, when it comes down to it, especially when it comes to entertainment mediums. There is no blanket approach. You can't just say, well, this will work for all radio stations in the whole Midwest. People listen to different things in different parts of the state. People like different things in different parts of the state. It's the same way with these NFL contracts for players. A contract for a QB is going to be different than for a running back, and the standards should be different. There should be a higher threshold, lower ceiling for running backs than it should be for other positions. I don't think that's asking a lot. And it's not that we're not talking rocket science here. They've done it before with other things.
And I think Jonathan Taylor had maybe 1,800 yards rushing a year or two ago, so you're right. Well, not only is he one of the best players, probably the best player for the Colts, but one of the best running backs in the NFL.
You think about the...
Yeah, I don't get it.
You think about, like, look at, like, a Jonathan Taylor and Ezekiel Elliott. These guys, how many... they both came into the NFL with well over 1,000 carries in their collegiate careers. They already had the wear and tear, and they're going in there. And everything in the NFL, everything in sports... is about the second contract. Everything is about that. They can talk every day about winning a Super Bowl, a World Series, or anything like that. Every player is looking for the second contract. If you're a running back, you're lucky to even look at that thing, to even see it in the the distance.
Because like we said, 4 years for the average length of a career for a running back, and that's what? Their rookie contract is what? Three, 4 years. So
when you got franchise tags and things like that nowadays, you may never even see that second contract.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I don't disagree with you on that one, James. You know, and it's sickening that we have. You know, this is getting such a bad rap for the NFL. If you think about it, you know how you were saying that kids aren't going to get to the point where they're just going to play basketball and things like that. I mean, look at baseball.
Yeah.
The interest in baseball is gone. I mean. And now, you know, with what they're doing with the NFL or the football with the concussions and everything. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, it's going to end up almost down to it that you're almost you're going to have a professional flag football team is what it's going to end up being.
I don't disagree with you. We got about 5 minutes left before we go. Since you mentioned disgusting, I want to know how people feel about Aaron Rodgers taking a $35 million pay cut in New York and couldn't do it in Green Bay. Like, what are you doing, man? What? It almost felt like petty. I know he's doing it to try to sign, you know, a Cook or something like that. But it just felt so like tacky, like even to me. And I've never said that about a player giving up money. Only he could do something like that. I'm like, oh man, like really?
Well,
like,
even over the weekend, with everything that was going on with Nathaniel Hackett and Sean Payton, and then he goes that. You know, keep your coach out of your mouth. Coach out of your mouth. Just keep a microphone away from him from now
yes,
on.
Yes.
It's another thing. It's just
him and every NFL owner. Like they keep the mics away. No more asking them questions or anything.
Isn't it a joy being a Packer fan with no owner?
you think about it. I mean, maybe more teams should look at it that way.
I agree. 1,000%. I've said this my whole life, that I think every sports franchise should be like the Green Bay Packers franchise. If you want that team to leave, then it's up to, then the city can decide that. Then the city can decide that Baltimore can leave and go to, or, you know, Indy can leave to go to Baltimore or vice versa, all that stuff and everything. I think these teams are nothing without their fan bases. Every sports franchise, from minor to major, everything revolves around the fans. It should, if it doesn't. And they're the ones that get hurt the most when these things happen, when a team leaves. Or you've got the situation in Oakland where the guy is doing it'd be like if I was just programming things just for myself. Like, just 24/7 on here. Ain't nobody going to listen. Even my dad ain't going to listen to that.
Well, perfect example are the Raiders, right? The yo-yo. They go to the L.A. They come back to Oakland. They go off to Las Vegas. I mean, it's just never-ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just you look at all that stuff, and, you want the fans to take a stand. I mean, the fans in Indianapolis just take a stand against your owner, but what's going to happen? Well, I'll just find some place that wants me.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always good talking to you, sir. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. You guys have a great week.
You too. 424-2600 for next Monday, because we got only a couple of minutes left here. And I want to make sure to get out of the way, let Joey take over the board here and get all set up. But let's get another call in. Let's sneak one in. Good morning, Gail. Be quick.
All right, just a quick note. Aaron Rodgers is waiting until Mercedes Lewis wants to show up to the Jets.
Oh, that's great. That was good, man. Thank you. Thank you for the call. I love Mercedes Lewis. I love players like that stay in the league forever, and they just keep, you know, doing their thing.
Just can't get enough of those 8 and 9 players back on your squad.
Right. As we're wrapping up here, completely out of left field, but I got to throw this out there, and a big shout-out to Katie Ledecky, the American swimmer who shattered Michael Phelps' record over the weekend. She is arguably the greatest swimmer of all time, and I cannot wait for the summer games, because we have people like this on our side, Randy. So just a quick shout out to her. If you didn't get to see any of that, I encourage you to check it out. Her race was amazing. I'm very excited about the Olympics coming up. So not coming up, but in the next couple of years, them on the way. So big shout out to her for that. And big shout out to Archie Manning. Archie Manning, of course, of the Manning family, he's backing up in Texas right now. Manning is the nephew of Peyton and Eli and all. Well, he just did something that nobody's ever done before with NIL money. He has partnered with the trading card company Panini, and announced that their partnership is first of its kind. All the proceeds from the sales and everything he makes will go to Central Texas nonprofit with help of St. David's Healthcare and St. David's Foundation. So every penny that kid makes is going to go from NIL money is going to go right into these nonprofits.
Cool.
It's the first time that's happened. And to be fair, he is again coming from football royalty. Right. You know, we're talking, you know, there ain't many bigger families in football than the Mannings. So to be fair, not exactly hurting for money, but that doesn't mean any less of what the greatness of him doing this. So everybody out there that wants to say how these kids shouldn't be getting paid or shouldn't be making any money, I would love for you to go to this nonprofit and tell them that they don't deserve that money. They shouldn't have that money. Go ahead. you go ahead and tell them that, because this he's not the last one that's going to do this.
Right.
It's a pretty cool, impressive thing to see.
Yeah, and the other thing is how many of them we don't hear about. We always so often just hear the bad news.
Great
it's
point.
Good to hear good ones. And speaking of Texas, there goes Max Scherzer.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That'll
wow.
be interesting.
I thought for a moment that our whole show on Playmakers was going to be about Scherzer, because I thought if anybody was, they got the no trade clause and you can go ahead and, you know, say, I don't want to be traded, but the guys always say they'll be traded. I thought if anybody in human history was ever going to say, no, I'm not going, it was Max Scherzer. I thought that had been so interesting. Well, what do you do then? Yeah. He's got to stay in New York, that uncomfortableness and all of that, but he's got a point to make and that's why he did it. And it just never even happened.
I think he's going to be 40 again next year.
Yeah,
his numbers
yeah.
are a little bit up this year. And how about Shohei?
Oh, my God. Shohei Ohtani is so much fun.
Yeah, and he's staying.
He is staying. And I don't blame them for doing that.
Right.
I don't think I would have made that call.
That'd be tough.
I'd have taken what I could get and let the chips fall where they will. But I'm not a GM. I run a show.
That'd be like getting rid of Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Randy, we appreciate you.
Great being here.
Appreciate all the calls out there. Thank you to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to get out of the way. Rafters doubleheader coming up against the rival Wausau Woodchucks. Join Joey and Kevin for Rafter Baseball tonight. We got your night covered. All you got is Rafter Baseball. Right here at WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I
didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids,
1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. If you're talking, they
will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do
it if you try. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Athletic Park in Wausau, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors visit the Woodchucks for what was a makeup game on Thursday. The game was rained out due to the thunderstorms, and unfortunately they could not get the game, and they only played a half inning, so they're going to look to make it up here today. They're finishing out the game, only played a half inning, so they're going the full nine. The second game that was scheduled, that's going to be seven innings later on this evening. But the Raptors, a team that really turned it around yesterday, taking down Green Bay 9-1. They out-hit them 11-4. They only committed two errors in the field, but they really got it going, and specifically on the offensive side. They had two runs in the second and the fourth, turned out to be two-run shots from Aiden Brewer and Anthony Gallison. They were on top of it yesterday. They also had three runs in the seventh, and then a home run from Gallison, and then a home run for Degani. So they had four home runs yesterday, which tied the most amount of home runs they've had in a game this season. So really big for them to get back to winning ways, in which they lost the day before to the Rockers 7-2. So they really turned it around yesterday, an early afternoon game from Capital Credit Union Park, and a big win for them. So they're back to 11-11 in the second half. They're 500 in total. They're fourth in the Great Lakes West, but they're 1.5 games back of first. So Fond du Lac and Madison both sit at first. They're 14-11 each. The Raptors are 11-11. So if the Raptors can win two today, that could possibly put them in first. We'll see how Madison and the Dockspiders do, but this will be big for Wisconsin Rapids. If they can get one, possibly two today, they're really going to push for the first place in the standings. But they're a team against the Woodchucks. They lead the series 4-2. They won the first three, but then Wausau has won the two of the past three. What's interesting, though, three of the four games the Raptors have won have been by a score of 3-2. So these teams have been playing really close together. They're batting a 209 with 182 at-bats and 18 runs. They also have 38 hits against them. But at Athletic Park, they have a 1-1 record. They've been outscored 13-8 against them. But Wausau, though, they've really been struggling. They're a team right now that currently sits 9-13. They've lost the past five games in a row. Really, just for them, they've really struggled. They're 29-28 overall, but in the second half, they are fifth, and they used to have the best overall record, but they've really dropped down since. They're batting a .267 as a team. That's sixth in the Northwoods League, and 518 hits, which goes for seventh. So a lot of their offensive stats are upper in the top parts of the league when it comes to specifically RBIs as well. They have 13th in the Northwoods League, and RBIs are fourth in the league in doubles, but where they really drop dropped down. They're ninth in the league in fielding percentage. But also for them, you know, they've struggled in the sense that they've lost their past five straight. The longest losing streak of the season. They've given up 38 runs in doing so. Got swept by the Chinooks the past 2 days. And what's really hurt them has been on the defensive side of the ball. They've given up 17 errors in the past five games. So this is a team, though, that has ninth in the league in fielding percentage. But recently they've really not played their best, and that's going to be a key for them if they can get back and start to make a push, because just losing here five straight, they were 9-8 at one point. They were second in the league, and you know they really struggled, so we'll see how they can get back to it. But Wisconsin Rapids, for them, they're going with Drake Fries on the mound, so this is the exact same lineup that was originally scheduled for Thursday, but you have Fries on the mound, Levi Jensen at catcher, Garrett Broussard at first, Ty Johnson at second, Jorge Degatti at third, and Aiden Brewer at shortstop in the sixth position. As for the outfield, they have Anthony Gallison at left field, Orlando Lordoy at center, and Alec Castillo at right field. As for the Woodchucks, well, they originally had Brian Ranke. He was getting the start on the mound for them, but he has since left the team since then. So they're going with Dominic Reed, the Oklahoma State Cowboy. He'll be getting the start on the mound. Matt McGann back behind home plate. Colin Brueggemann at first. Jesse Donahoe at second. Anthony McFarlane at third. Evan Funkhauser at shortstop. Michael Adair at left. Mark Schallenberger at center. And Michael McGinnis at right field. So, you know, these two teams haven't really played that much, you know, throughout the season. But, you know, now in the past, you know, past week and a half, 2 weeks or so, they're really going to have to buckle up, because these two teams will be playing each other a lot lately, because the Raptors' next three games, including today, are all here at Athletic Park. They have two today, then an off day, and then one more again here at Athletic Park. And then Saturday, they have a doubleheader against Wausau, but it's back in Wisconsin Rapids. So these two teams are playing each other a lot lately. They've only played six times this season, so they're going to be playing each other six more times here in the next week or so. So it'll be key for them. How can they feel each other out? And it's going to be a big thing for the Raptors if they can continue to win and put pressure up on the first place, because Fond du Lac and Madison both sit at 14-11. Raptors have the exact same amount of losses as the first place teams. They just don't have the wins yet, given they have two games to make up. So let's see if they can get those in the win category. As first pitch coming up in about 9 minutes or so here at Athletic Park.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Safe.
We return from Athletic Park as the Rafters and the Woodchucks getting set here in about 7 minutes or so. But Wisconsin Rapids in their last five games, they've been batting at .226, 35 hits and 26 RBIs, 28 runs because of it. But this is a team that on Saturday, they just did not look like themselves at all. They didn't play a full game since Sunday, and they really struggled. They were out hit by 9-2. They were outscored 7-2 in that game. But for them, it really turned it around. I mean, they just completely did a full 360 shift, because then the second game against Green Bay, they absolutely just shelled the Rockers. And what it was big for them, I will give a lot of credit to the Raptors on the side, that their pitching was unbelievable. And that's just all the credit to Bryson Parrish, who really just had a great command yesterday and worked in his strikes excellently. He only allowed three hits, a run, nine strikeouts because of it, a 2.75 ERA on 24 batters faced. There were so many three up and three down innings for Wisconsin Rapids. Then they had Mitchell Whitcamp come in after that. He went three innings, had a strikeout, but also had a great command at the plate. When you only allow a team one run, it gives yourself a lot more opportunity to attack offensively, and that's certainly what they did. And hats off to Anthony Gallison, a Coastal Carolina product, yesterday. Went 3-for-4 with three runs, two home runs, and a three RBI day. He was unbelievable, and that was great to see. He got his second and third home run of the season. Aiden Brewer had a two-run shot into right center. That was his first home run of the season. And also Jorge Degatti went 2.